From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. GlaxoSmithKline is settling a historic healthcare fraud case for $3 billion. The drug maker has agreed to plead guilty to misdemeanor criminal charges that it promoted its drugs for unauthorized uses and failed to disclose pertinent information to the FDA. Among those drugs cited were Paxil, Wellbutrin, and Avandia. Bill Corr, Deputy Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services, says abuses in the pharmaceutical industry affect everyone.
When corporations misbrand a drug, manipulate prices, improperly influence doctors, or keep critical safety information from the light of day, they betray people's trust and confidence in the very care they count on to get well and to stay healthy.
The British-based Glaxo says it will adhere to strict U.S. oversight of its sales personnel. This hour, Kodak is shutting down its digital photo service, making way for Shutterfly, as NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Kodak, the former king of the American photo industry, has been selling off bits and pieces of its business. The once great innovator in the analog photo era filed for bankruptcy in January. The Rochester, New York-based company sold what it calls Kodak Gallery to the Silicon Valley-based Shutterfly for nearly $24 million. Gallery has more than 68 million customers in the U.S. and Canada who will temporarily lose access to their photos. A Shutterfly spokesperson says they will move as quickly as possible to get the Kodak accounts up and running on their site. As part of its bankruptcy proceedings, Kodak is also trying to sell its digital imaging patents with an estimated value of more than $2.5 billion. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
Manufacturing activity has shrunk for the first time in nearly 3 years. The Institute for Supply Management said today that its reading on factory activity dropped last month as new orders and production fell. A year ago today, the U.S. Education Department released what it called gainful employment regulations targeting for-profit colleges that rake in lots of federal student aid but leave students with crushing debt and poor job prospects. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports a U.S. District Court judge has thrown out key provisions of the regulation.
It was a huge win for for-profit colleges this weekend after Judge Rudolph Contreras ruled that the government's gainful employment regulations were arbitrary and capricious. Under the regulations, the Department of Education would evaluate schools based on whether students graduated with excessive debt compared to their total and discretionary income, and whether students could repay their loans at all. If schools fell short of these criteria in 3 out of 4 years, they would be banned from receiving federal student aid. The judge ruled that these guidelines, although legal, did not adequately assess students' ability to pay. Education Department officials say they're reviewing their options for appeal. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
This is NPR. The Associated Press is reporting at least one death from the Air National Guard cargo plane crash in South Dakota yesterday. The six-member crew was helping battle a wildfire when the aircraft went down. Airbus has formally announced plans to build an assembly plant in Alabama where it will make passenger airplanes. The decision gives the European aerospace giant its first foothold in the U.S. to compete with Boeing. The plant is expected to employ 1,000 people by the time it reaches full production. Swimmer Michael Phelps will compete in only 7 events in London, according to his coach. NPR's Mike Pesca reports this means Phelps cannot equal his record-setting mark of 8 gold medals in a single Olympics game.
Phelps' coach confirmed the swimmer would skip the 200-meter freestyle, an event he won 5 days ago, edging out his rival Ryan Lochte by 0.05 of a second. But Lochte beat Phelps in the 200 at the World Championship in 2011. And by jettisoning the race and its preliminary heats, Phelps gives himself a bit more rest to pursue his 4 other individual events. During Olympic trials, Phelps beat Lochte in 3 out of the 4 events in which they both competed. Lochte will also swim 7 events, as will 17-year-old Missy Franklin. No U.S. woman has ever competed in 7 events in 1 Olympics. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
U.S. stocks mixed at last check, with the Dow off 39 points to 12,841 in trading of 2 billion shares. NASDAQ Composite Index up 5 points at 2,940, and the S&P 500 down slightly at 1,362. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.